Ben Hristiyanları çok seviyorum.
I like Christians very much.
Musevileri de çok seviyorum.
I like Christians very much. I also like Jews very much. As a result of our work, young people in Israel have returned to religion on a large scale. Judaism has become much stronger in Israel. Could we then understand you are advocating Judaism in your books? I want a Jew to be a good Jew. I want a Christian to be a good Christian. I want a Muslim to be a good Muslim. Let the churches be filled with Christians and the synagogues with Jews. I want mosques to be filled with Muslims. I want everyone to love Allah and realize His existence. I am the exact opposite of an anti-Semite. I love the Jews very much because they are descended from a prophet. They are descended from the prophet Abraham, peace be upon him. I am also descended from the prophet Abraham, peace be upon him. It's impossible for me to be hostile to them, because that would mean being hostile to the lineage of a prophet. What I am against is irreligious, atheist Zionist thinking. But otherwise, I love the devout Jews very much. I have a high esteem for them. Everyone knows that.
Bir dindar olarak, bir Müslüman dindar olarak, benim kadar Musevilere sahip çıkan, benim kadar onları seven, benim kadar onlarla dost olan kimse yoktur. Daha yeni benim haham dostum.
As a religious person and a devout Muslim, there is nobody else that look after the Jews, love them and take them as friends as much as me. Just recently my rabbi friend was here in Istanbul with me and now he left. When I told him about our imminent union and alliance, that is a Turkish Islamic Union, and how they would live in comfort, his eyes filled with tears and delight. Since I know that Jews are descendants of the prophets, I have deep love, affection and admiration towards them. On the contrary, there is the belief in Christian faith of slaughtering and eliminating the entire Jews, leaving only 144,000 of them. This is a project they plan to follow through in the future. But I rigorously oppose this thought and declare that I will never let that happen and will fight against it with all my strength. In this respect, Jews have a friendly and loving regard of me. Therefore, I don't have one word to say against Judaism. I disagree with Jews who are atheist Zionists and have no faith in Allah, and these people consider Jews to be their foes.
Ben hiçbir zaman için antisemit olmadım. Museviler peygamber soyudur. Mübarek bir soyudur. Hazreti İbrahim'in, Yusuf'un, İshak'ın soyundan gelen.
I've never been an anti-Semite. The Jews are a holy race descended from the prophets. They are people descended from the prophets Abraham, Joseph, and Isaac, peace be upon them all. And I have always had a profound love and enthusiasm for the Jews, and a desire to protect them. I reject and wage an intellectual struggle against the enmity and opposition towards them. It's the atheist Zionists I am opposed to. That is, irreligious atheist Zionists. That's the idea I'm struggling against. That and all its actions and ideology. But my love for devout Jews is plain for all to see, and I show it all the time. I also feel the same fierce love toward devout Christians. The fact they love Allah and the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, and all the prophets is an excellent thing. Selim Özkan has a question for you. Esteemed teacher, I came across your book titled Wisdom and Sound Advice from the Torah. What was your main intention in writing this book? Is there any obstacle before Jews and Muslims to live in friendship? There are no obstacles. I prepared that book particularly to show how the Torah is compatible with the Quran. Jews and Muslims will unite in the future, inshallah, under the Turkish Islamic Union. That book was put together for addressing them and letting Muslims call onto them without difficulty. This means we will be able to explain our Jewish brothers the good morals and all other matters very well, and they will be able to live by that book happily because it is totally compatible with the Torah. Good morals, prayers, love, compassion, kindness, strictly guarding what is lawful and unlawful are all fully harmonious with the Quran. When a Jew realizes the commandments in that book, essentially he comes to have realized the commandments in the Torah. In that sense, the book is highly beneficial. In the last 2 days, a friend of mine came from Israel as my guest. He is a loving man, a rabbi with a beard down to his belly. He is an incredibly fine person. His eyes, filled with tears while talking and even cried with gratitude. He says that if we, devout Muslims and Jews, come together, he believes there will be no problems and we may overcome all issues. He has deep affection and love of Allah. He is incessantly praying and deeply devout. He believes in the oneness of Allah, in the hereafter as well as heaven and hell. He has belief in all prophets and believes that we are also devout people. This means he doesn't consider Muslims to be irreligious. That is very important. But Christians are not like that. They consider Muslims to be unbelievers. But Jews consider Muslims to be religious because they believe we abide by the religion of the Prophet Noah, peace be upon him. They believe we live by the Prophet Noah's, peace be upon him, residual religion, and we are the Bnei Noah. Therefore, they regard us as Muslims and religious because we all believe in unity of Allah and the prophets as well. We are meticulous on what is lawful and unlawful. Since these are in full compliance with the commands of the Torah, they feel love for us. Actually, devout Jews are very pleasant people. People would love them very much if they came to know them. Those little Jewish kids with their curls, they are like patties and very cute. For instance, they read the Torah with great zeal. How can we not love these people when rather than being irreligious or immoral, they have faith in the unity of Allah. They love all prophets. They believe in heaven and hell. Surely we love them all. They are very dear to us. Regarding the Christians, their compassionate and humble side is mentioned in the Quran. Allah informs us they are closest to the Muslims in that respect. But the belief in the Trinity is an anomaly and has to be corrected. They have to believe in the oneness of Allah. They ascribe three gods. But we see that the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, prays Allah in the Gospel. With Allah, Allah is surely beyond that. Pray Allah. He eats, sleeps, and he has natural needs. They should have fear of Allah. Even a three-year-old would not say that. Why did they have the need to say this? It is incomprehensible. Did they need to do this to glorify the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him? They acted in a very heinous and wrong way. Allah questions the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, on the Day of Judgment. I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan. And when Allah says, Jesus, son of Maryam, did you say to people, take me and my mother as gods besides Allah? He will say, glory be to you. It is not for me to say what I have no right to say. If I had said it, then you would have known it. Surah Al-Ma'idah 116. Therefore, love towards the people of the book is very important. If there are devout Christians and devout Jews in the region, we would all be at ease. They would go to their synagogues, Muslims would go to their mosques, and they would respect and be kind to one another. All problems arise from irreligion. There is no other issue.